All of this has been dreamed up by Michelle, a friend of Russell's. She's one of the two girls wearing the gambler costumes, and she actually has money on Russell. The Donna Derby comes apart when the one guy dressed up as a gambler comes back from the kitchen with news on what happened between Donna and Russell. He's holding up two fingers like he's flashing the peace sign. Second, he says, meaning second base. Russell told him he'd gotten his hand up her shirt, but she'd stopped him when he tried to unbutton her pants. Michelle and the other girl are laughing hysterically, and people around them start listening in, wondering what's going on. The three schemers decide it's time to let the party in on their game. What they don't think about before proudly telling people what they're up to is that Steve, the host, is a good guy. He gets pissed off. He and his friend Paul go upstairs and bang on the door of the room where Donna has just gone with Brian. When Brian comes out, he's brought downstairs and shoved out the front door, along with the gamblers. Russell tells Steve to calm down, and that's when things really go bad. Remember that a lot of the people involved are either drunk or well on their way. Tempers get lost, and a few punches get thrown. An antique wooden chair in the front hallway gets destroyed when Russell gets pushed and loses his balance. Upstairs, Donna, drunker than everyone else combined thanks to her three vodka big gulps, starts sobbing when a couple of girls explain to her what's been going on. She pushes the girls out of the room and locks herself in. It takes an hour, but Steve, Paul, and I get everyone calmed down and out the door, except for the two girls trying to talk Donna out of the bedroom. While we're cleaning up, we hear her let them in. Then we hear some more crying and eventually some vomiting. Paul and I shoot fingers to see who's going to drive them all home. I lose. Can you guess that this is the longest drive of my life? I spend most of it trying to think of something comforting to say, and the rest of it feeling tiny because I can't. It's often said of alcohol that it makes you lose your inhibition. Inhibition is another way of saying self-restraint, so losing it means losing your ability to keep yourself from doing things. When people tell you to lose your inhibition, they think they're giving you good advice. You're too uptight, and you need to loosen up. Have a drink. Well, guess what? Inhibitions are your way of protecting yourself. Donna hadn't been intimate with anyone before that party. She was inhibited physically because she wasn't ready emotionally. Russell and Brian kept handing her drinks in the hopes that she would lose those inhibitions. And it worked. Russell got to second base with her, and Steve told me later that night that it looked like Brian was about to get a lot further when he busted in on them. It's important to understand that Donna wasn't a completely helpless victim here. She made the very bad decision to drink herself senseless.